Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And I'm indeed glad and excited today to just be here, giving reverence to God, who is the head of my life, to Apostle Dean, and to everyone in their respective places. I greet you in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am delighted that you have chosen to worship with us on today and want to extend a warm welcome to you on today. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to call our worship to order now. We're going to go into our devotion service right now. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer.
Oh, how high, And I leave my Bible to worship you. Oh, Lord, rejoice. Take joy, my King. In what you hear.
I will be reading the devotion scripture coming from Psalms 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I have just read you from Psalms 107, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly bless the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on tonight humbly, this afternoon, humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come today, Lord, asking you to bless our Sunday worship service, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Father, just binding the strong man from our radio broadcast, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord, just binding him up, casting him out, and commanding him to go from our radio broadcast, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone that's up under the sound of my voice on today. Lord, bless those, Lord, that need your blessing, Lord, that's asking for a blessing, Lord. I ask you to bless our worship service and everyone that has taken a part in it. I ask you today, Lord, to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to your people. Lord, we give you praise on today. We give you glory on today. We magnify your name today, Lord. We glorify your name. We give you all praise and glory. And we ask it all in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. So we're going to just go on in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm so excited today because God has really got a word for somebody on today. I give God praise and glory. We're going to go ahead on into our testimonial service. If anyone have a testimony, a praise report, or whatever they have, you know, God is good. He is good. And I just say that. I may play a song or what have you, but God is good. He is mercy endured forever. And we always can say a word for the Lord. And I'm telling you, I'm always in that to say a word for the Lord. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. I thank and praise God on this morning for being on top of the ground and the ground not standing on me. I thank God for it on today. God is a great God. He's worthy to be praised. He is an excellent God. His name is excellent. You can call the name of Jesus, and every demon going to bow when you call the name of Jesus. Every tongue going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You can call on his name on today. I give God praise, and I give him glory on today. So I just thank and praise God for it, him waking me up and watching over us as we slumber and slept last night. Clothed in my right mind this morning with all the activities of my limbs. Just another day that God has made that I've never seen before. So I thank God. I thank God on today for this day. Amen. So if anyone else have a testimony, this is the time now for your testimony. We'll go right on into some music. Praise God. God is so good, so, so good. I thank him, too. I praise him, too. And I give him glory on today. King of kings and Lord of lords, I thank and praise God today.
And if he said, I'm achieving, there's nothing he can do.
Get out of God's way, he can do what he needs to do. You know, I give God praise and glory because I sure don't want to be in his way. Whatever he's going to do, I want him to do it. And we are, I guess I could get ready for the word of God right now. I don't want to play too many songs. I want to play one after I finish. Man, we're going to go on now into the word of God. Today, God gave me a word, strength from struggling, strength from my struggles, strength from my struggles. God gave me that word because we all go through something and we just think we're going through something, just for nothing. And when we struggle, when we have trouble, when we have problems, we get strength from that. When God takes us through some things, we get strength from it. I don't care what you've been through. I bet you learned. I bet you were stronger the next trial or the next test or whatever it was that you went through. I bet you were stronger because I know God came, I know he came through for you. So I know for myself that we are stronger from my struggles. We get strength from our struggles. Every experience we have, every experience, everything that we go through is for strengthening us, is for shaping our character, is for developing our every trial, every temptation. And because some of us go through so much all the time. We go through so much all the time. People don't know what you go through. They don't know what I go through. But we go through things. It's life. But God give us this life for us to have experience. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me read my scripture first. We're going to be coming from Isaiah 41, verse 10. Lord, just bless your word that it minister to everyone you want it to minister to, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God's going to help us. He will strengthen us. I'm telling you, if you just try
God will be right there. Just wave your hand. He right there to catch it. What He know what you're going through. God know exactly what we go through. But He does it for a purpose. Everything that we go through have a reason and a purpose. Sometimes it's for one thing, and sometimes it's for another. Every time we go through something, it's shaping us up. He be molding us. You know, He molds our faith. You know, some people don't have that kind of faith. Don't have that kind of faith. We go through so many things because, it seems like I have to go through this over and over again. Because you're not. You're not doing what God has called you to do. You're not going through it the way you should go through it. You're not. And when God say whatever He say, that's what He means. Now, we think we're the only ones struggling because we are believers. People don't think, they think when they are believers and they're Christians and they are a child of God, they ain't going to go through nothing. They're not going to go through anything. But believe me, the moment you accept Christ, He start molding you and shaping you to what He wants you to become. He said He know the plans He have for us, and they're good. So all of the disciples and kings and in the Bibles and the apostles and things, don't think they didn't go through anything. David over in 2 Samuel, he went through all kind of trouble and battles and depression. David was so depressed when he had Bathsheba's husband killed. And Nathan came to him and gave him a parable about this poor man and this rich man. Anyway, long story short, David starts saying, well, I'm mad with this. He shouldn't have did this, and he shouldn't have did that. But David was the man all the time, and that's what Nathan told him. You are the man. You kill Bathsheba's husband so you can have her. Then you done got her pregnant, and God said, sent me to tell you that the baby is not going to live. So then David starts to begging God and asking for forgiveness and stuff like that. He rolled in sackcloth and ashes and all over he was all over, and they thought he was going to kill himself. But God gave him a way of escape. David didn't kill himself. You know, the angels ministered to David, but he was so depressed. And people get depressed these days and don't know why, but David was the king. He was the king. God had saved David from Saul because Saul was going to kill him. And then he did all this. Let us know that we are human. Because David was a man after God's own heart. And God loved David. But he did all of this. And God forgave him. And God gave him a way of escape. God gives all of us a way of escape out of our struggle. Even Elijah over in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4, where he thought he was Jezebel and Ahab had killed all of them. But God let him know, I got more and more and more prophets, so don't think they all dead. And God gave Elijah a way of escape. Elijah was asking God to take his life because he was tired of running and hiding and all these hard-headed people, and he happened to hide because Jezebel trying to kill all the prophets in the land. He said, just kill me, Lord. Just take me away. But God said, oh, no, you got to walk this path. You got to live this life like we all do. You get strength from running. You get strength. One day you're going to turn around and say, I'm tired. I'm not running no more. Now you better back up off of me in the name of Jesus. So, see, we have to go through this. And God shaped Elijah. And then when he finished using Elijah, he didn't even let him die. He took him on up. He ratcheted him on up. He didn't even see death. So I'm telling you, when you're doing it for God, when you're making God your desire, your everything, your desire, your everything, when you're trying to please him, God loves that. God loves that. He wants us to do that. Oh, even Jonah. And I'm just bringing up some of the Bible characters that had problems and trouble because Jonah was tired. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. Jonah wanted to go somewhere else. He wanted to go to Tarshish with the other people. And he got on the boat with them. But God started making the boat go side to side, making it almost have a shipwreck. And then they went to Jonah and asked, who are you? What you doing on here? And did you make God mad? And Jonah told him, the only way he going to stop if you throw me off the ship. And they did. It's more to that, but they did. And he ended up in the belly of a whale. Stayed there 3 days and 3 nights until he repented and come out and did what God say do. That wasn't no problem, but he just didn't want to do it. It's so many of us don't want to do it. We struggle when God tell us to do something. Oh, we all, so many of us have guilt. But we don't want to do what God called us to do. We want to live like we want to live. We want to do like we want to do, but God say, no, you got to do what I say do so I can shape you and mold you and build your character and build your faith up that you may stand in the times of the storm. See, these right here, these times are of the storm when you don't know which way to go. When you don't know, you got to call on the name of Jesus to get through these storms. Billows are rolling and storms are rolling and floods are coming and we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. But people, we don't know. We got to get on our knees. We got to repent. We got to go to God for all that we've done. And that's the only way. God let Jonah go. He had to repent and had to still go do what God told him to do. And Job was the same way. Job suffered. Y'all know how Job suffered. They killed his children. He lost his house, all his cattle, all of everything. He had boils all over his body. I can't even stand one boil, let alone a boil all over my body. Oh, no. But he went through something. He suffered, and he still would not curse God and die. He still would not. He says, yea, though you, he said, and forgive me, y'all. He said, yea, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. And he said, I'm going to wait until my change comes. God knew that Job was an upright man. Job was upright, but the devil kept trying to ask God, can I test him? Because he can't do nothing to us unless God give him permission. So he had to get permission from God to mess with Job. And Job still would not cuss God and die. Even his wife told him, cuss him and go and die. Look at you. Oh, you got pus running out your sores and all kind of stuff. Just curse God and die. But Job did not give up. And Job said, I'm going to wait until my change comes. And his change did come. And God blessed Job. He blessed him with more children, more everything. And it's just a blessing when God give you a way of escape, when you trust God. See, this is when trust come in. When you're struggling, you ain't got nowhere else to go but to God. We done tried everything. We done tried going out to the club, every religion it is, Muslim, Arabs, all of that. We done tried everything. Everything. You know, you can't do that. You got to trust God. You got to try God sometimes. Just, I'm telling you, give him a try and see won't God do it. God, if you God, let this happen. Show me this. Where is that? God will do it for you. I'm telling you, we all struggle. We all have problems. We all have anxiety. We all go through something. But God is right there with us. God is right there. Jeremiah was wrestling with loneliness, his feelings, you know, his emotions. And like we all have these emotions. And Moses was, he was always grieved and angry about the people of God, about Israel, what they was doing. He was always complaining about them. But let me tell you something. You can't complain continually. You got to know God is going to do something. Stop complaining. Because we have problems. We have struggles. It's life. Stop complaining. Just stop it. Go to God. He'll give us a way of escape. That's God. He know exactly what to do for us. And when we go through something, just know God is building you up. He's building you up. He's building your faith up. He's building your character up. He's building you up to stand. He's building you up. God is such a good God. He don't make mistakes. I don't care how it looks. He don't make. I give him glory today because God do not make mistakes. Now, for the strength part, over in James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, he said, count it all joy when you go through diverse temptations and trials and tribulations. He said, count it all joy when you fall into these temptations, knowing that this, that trying of your faith, worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfected or perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And we get experience from it. God wants to heal us when he take us through something, and he bring us out. When he bring us out, we heal from it. We can help somebody else. But people don't know that. They just go through and they complain, and they go through and they complain about everything. But God is who he said he is. I thank God on tonight, on this evening. I thank him today. And there's so many others. Over in Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, he said, I know how to be both abased and abound. Everywhere I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. So when I tell you God was, I don't care what you think you're going through. You know what? I've been through so much stuff in my life. I've been through some stuff in my life. But I'm telling you, when I didn't have no food, God strengthened me. So I fast, and God perfected me through my fast. God blessed me through my fast, so I didn't have to worry about being hungry. Time I ate, I had money to eat and money to do everything else with. That's God. That's how God give you a way of escape. He said, you ain't hungry. You just on a fast. You didn't know I put you on one. You okay? This is God. He know exactly what to do. In 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, he said, there have no temptation taken you, but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who would not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able to stand, but with all the temptation make a way of escape for you. God is not going to put more on you than you can bear. He will not do that. Suggest God, a loving God. A loving God. So I thank God today. I thank him today for what he's doing for everybody doing this virus thing. I thank God. Believe me, it's for a reason and a purpose. Just seek God for the purpose that he has for you to be in the house with your family or by yourself or whoever you with. Over in 2 Corinthians 4 and 7, but we have this earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not despaired. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, the life also, his life, he was manifested to do all things. God sent Jesus to die for us. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it. He asked God to let it pass from him. But God said, no, you got to do this thing. I thank God today. And I always end up back all the suffering for us that Jesus did on the cross for us. He died for us. He died for us. And I thank God. My mind runs back when they crucified my Lord and your Lord and took him from judgment hall to judgment hall. All these suffering and all these struggling, we complain about him. We didn't have to go from judgment hall to judgment hall like he did, but he did it, and he didn't say a mumbling word. They kept on asking him, don't you want to have something to say? He didn't say a mumbling word. He stood right there, and he took everything that they did to him. He didn't say one mumbling word. They put a crown of thorns on top of his head, and he started bleeding from his head. In the name of Jesus, they beat him all night long for me and for you. In the name of Jesus, all these struggles, all his suffering, in the name, it was for a purpose. It was for you, and it was for me, that we may have a life and a chance to stand on the word of God, that we may have what we say we have, that we may claim the promises of God. In the name of Jesus, he died for us. They beat him, and they whooped him for every disease. He was beat and whooped. They pierced him in his side. Blood and water came out. In the name of Jesus, Jesus died. He could have came down. He gave his life. He didn't have to let them take it. But God, Jesus, gave his life for you and for me. I know that Jesus died on the cross for you, for every sin that we did, for me, that every sin that I'm doing, Jesus died. He hung out there 3 days and 3 nights, but early one morning, I don't know if it was Sunday, but early one morning, Jesus got up out of the grave. He come out of the grave, and when he got through suffering, and when he got through struggling, he had all power in his hand. He had all power in his hand. God gave him strength. He had power to walk in holiness. In the name of Jesus, he had power. In the name of Jesus, he had power. In the name of Jesus, he had power. God gave him power to live right. God gave him power to love right. God gave Jesus all power, all power, all power in his hand. God, I thank you today for sending your only begotten Son that I may have life and a right to the tree of life. In the name of Jesus, I thank God. We think we struggling. We think we suffering. Sometimes we know we go through something, but God knows what we're going through. He's building us up. He's building us up. He's building our faith. He's building our character. He's making us what we need to be. And I thank God on tonight. I thank God this evening. Jesus died for us. Jesus suffered so much. He suffered, and I thank him today. He didn't have to let them do him like that. He could have come down from the cross, but I'm so glad today. I'm so glad today. I'm so glad today that he did not come down. Oh, yeah, that was the other. I'm glad today. Oh, yeah, Lord, I'm glad. Hallelujah. I'm glad today that he stayed right there. In the name of Jesus, yeah, I thank God on today. I thank God that we get strength from our struggles. I thank God that we get strength. He make us stronger every time give him praise today. I give God praise. I just love God so much. He didn't have to do what he did for us. I love God so much. I just thank God for his word. He just gave me one or two words. And I just thank God today. I had to take those one and two words and let him speak to me. He just spoke to me. And I thank him. I thank him. And everything goes back to the dying of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for what he did for us. I thank God. Thank him on today. Jesus is everything to us. Our Redeemer, our Savior, our Healer. I love him so much. And I give God praise today. And I give him glory today. We're going to get ready to go in our, we're going to go into the altar now. We're going to have a song here. Thank and praise God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down through the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare. Say your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I left high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. So small, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Almost holy one, you are the greatest. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who gives without redemption plan. You are he who gives without redemption plan.
Sorrow, couldn't find nobody. I look high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find no.
Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace this evening, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. Lord, we confess and we repent right now, Lord. Father, we come this afternoon to the altar. Lord, we come to your altar, Lord. We come to the foot of the throne, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just come today just thanking and praising you for another opportunity to call on your name today, Father. Lord, we give you praise today, and we give you glory. We just magnify your name. Lord, we just want to love on you some today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want to just love on you, Lord. We want to show you, Lord, that we love you, Lord. We want to tell you that we love you. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you today, Lord. We give you glory and praise today, Lord. Nobody like you, Father. In the name of Jesus, nobody can do what you can do, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, nobody can hold us, Lord, in the midnight hour, Lord, like you do, Lord. Nobody can wipe our tears and put them in a bottle, Lord. Catch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Nobody, Lord, can do the things that you can for us, Lord. I give you praise today, and I give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, you're the most sick among them. Only be sitting on them. I call on you today, Lord. Humble as I know how, Lord. I'm calling on your name, Lord. We need you, Lord. And we need you, Lord. We need you today, Lord. We can't make it, Lord, without you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some need you for one thing, Lord, and some need you for another. We just thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah, I'm going to put it in. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm calling on you, Lord. I'm seeking your face. While you may be found, I'm calling on your name. While you're near on today, Lord, I'm calling on you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I can't make it without you. Come on down, Lord, and send fire down, Lord, and send your glory cloud down, Lord, and send your anointing down, Lord. And when your anointing is present, it's present to heal, and it's to deliver, and it's present to set free. We need you, and we can't make it without you. We don't know what's going out here in the air, but you made the air. You made the wind, and you made the cloud. You made the sun, and you made the earth. Lord, we need you, Lord. Can't nobody do it like you, Lord. Can't nobody fix it like you, Lord. Can't nobody deliver us like you can. In the name of Jesus, we calling on your name, Lord. We calling on you, Lord. I ask you to cover my husband and cover him, Lord, in the shed blood of Jesus, from the top of his head, Lord, to the soles of his feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover our children, grandchildren, and great-grand. Cover them, Lord, in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels right now, Lord, all around about him. Right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We praise you for your word. We praise you for every suffering that we go through. And for your name's sake, we praise for every struggle we go through. For your name's sake, Lord, we thank you today. We bless your name today. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. I pray for those under the sound of my voice. Pray for your people all over the earth. I pray for every man, woman, and boy, girl all over the earth. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Cover them, Lord, your people, God, your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every member of the entire men and women.
today. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Send your mercy, Lord. Send your grace today in the name of Jesus. Pray for my sisters and brothers and all of my family. Oh, notable who did every leader, Lord. I pray for them and their families, Lord. I pray for the Trump family. I pray for those that have rule over us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Every congressman, every senator, every governor, every mayor, every police, every fire officer, Lord. I pray for them and cover them. I say, blood of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord, to have mercy on the ones that drive the 18-wheeler trucks, Lord, and that bring supplies, Lord, and that bring the food, Lord, and that bring what we need, Lord. And have mercy on them, Lord, and cover them, Lord. Cover their families today. In the name of Jesus, we need you now, and we can't make it, Lord. We need you, Lord, without you, Lord. We need you today. We need you every minute, every second, every hour of the day. We need you, Lord. Oh, Yadabo City, we need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. Oh, Yadabo City, all in our suffering, Lord. We need you for every struggle, for every test, for every trial. We need you today. Oh, yes, we need you, Lord. We can't make it, Lord. We can't make it without you. Nobody can do it, Lord. Nobody can do what you can, Lord. We need you today. We need you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for being right there every time. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I give you a praise and glory. I thank you for this altar, Lord. The altar to your heart and to our heart. I thank you today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. We give you glory and we give you praise on today. Father, I thank you, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. I give God praise today. He's such a good God. He's a mighty God. Oh, I thank him. I wouldn't have, I would serve a God that I couldn't call on anytime. Yeah, I can call him in the midnight hour. I can call him in the morning. I can call him anytime. I just thank him that I don't have to wait and call on his name. I can ask him right now anything I need. I can go to God. I can go down on Neway Station. I can go down in prayer in the name of Jesus. I give him glory. He won't suffer you to have nothing done to you. In the name of Jesus, God is right there. He's standing right there. He's standing right there. All you got to do is wave your hand. He's standing right there. I give him glory and I give him praise today. I give him praise and I give him glory. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. I got to get off in Jesus' name. I thank God on today. I give God praise. I'm so grateful for each one of y'all. I'm so grateful. I thank him today for you, you, and you, and you. I thank God on today. So I'm going to get ready to close out. Father, we just thank you for our worship hour, Lord. We thank you for showing up, Holy Spirit of God. We just thank you today. We give you all the glory and praise. Lord, I ask you to watch over us as during this week, Lord. Just keep us covered, Lord, in every day. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. We are dismissed. God bless you all and have a blessed day, a good day. God bless you. Amen.